What's up, Grace Harbor? It's Dan. Happy Thursday. Let me begin by saying that today might be the silliest mini holiday we've ever celebrated together, because today is Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. That's right. Apparently, there's a day every year dedicated to trying to figure out what our cats are thinking and wondering. Do you have any cats? We have a cat in addition to our dog. She's older, so she doesn't really do much more than sleep and occasionally get up to go find another place to sleep. She and I are buddies, though. We have been her entire life. If the kids have gone to bed and the dog has settled down, she'll often come find me and sit in my lap, which I love. It's funny to think about what questions she might have. I would imagine there are things like, when is dinner? Why are those kids so loud and rambunctious? And why did you have to get a dog? And like I said, she sleeps a lot, and she really likes to sleep in the sun. We joke that she must be solar powered, so I wonder if one of her questions would be, why does the sun go away every night? Why don't you take a few moments as a family to try to think what questions your pets might have and how you would answer them? And if you don't have a pet, that's okay. You could pick one of your toys or even one of the appliances in your house. What questions might your refrigerator have? Or your washing machine, especially after you dump a huge stinky load of laundry in? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. That was fun to think about, wasn't it? I spent my time trying to figure out how I would answer my cat's question about the sun. The answer, of course, is that the Earth is shaped like a ball, and it both spins and goes around the sun in a big circle called an orbit, and because of all this movement, the side of the Earth we're on only faces the sun for about half a day, sometimes more, sometimes less, based on the season, and whoo, boy, that got complicated fast. And when I realized that my cat has pretty much only ever lived inside my house, with the occasional trip to the vet, what are the chances she'll understand any of that? I actually think this exercise is a great one to keep in mind as we talk about reading the Bible this week. I'll bet my cat has lots of questions. But even if we could speak the same language, and I knew all the answers, trying to explain them in a way that she'd understand would be a big challenge. And you know what? I think God faces something similar with us. I mean, God knows everything, all the answers to all the questions we could ever ask. But you and I, we're limited in what we can understand, just like my cat is limited. The difference is, God doesn't give up on us. In fact, in the book of the Bible called Isaiah, God says this, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God is essentially saying that we could never fully understand everything the way God does. And because we can't and don't understand everything that's going on, that leads to questions. They range from curious questions like, how many bugs are there in the world? To bigger questions like, why do people sometimes fight with each other? To very personal questions like, why do sad things happen to people we love? God could have just said, well, you'll just never understand, so I'm not even going to try. But that's not what God did. God loves us too much to leave us without any help or guidance. So part of how God responds to our questions is through the Bible. God inspired the people who wrote it, and God is with us as we read and think about it and talk about it with others today. Now, it's important to say that the Bible doesn't give specific answers for every question we could ever have. It isn't a science textbook or a massive encyclopedia. And when we're facing a tough choice, it usually doesn't tell us exactly what to choose. But I think the Bible gives us something even better. You see, one of the most valuable gifts in the Bible is the wisdom it teaches us. Through the stories and prayers and teaching, we learn how to think, we learn what God values, and we learn how to be the kind of people God wants us to be. It teaches us how to make good choices, even when we're facing something new. Why don't you practice looking for wisdom in the Bible tonight as you wind down together as a family? Take a few minutes to read and think about 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, which says, "Dear friends, let's love each other, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born from God and knows God." There are three really big ideas in this one verse. First, let's love each other. Second, love is from God. And third, everyone who loves is born from God and knows God. What do you think these ideas mean for us today? What do they teach us about God? How does God want us to be living our lives and why? Okay, let's wrap up now with prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that even though we could never understand everything you know, you haven't given up on us. Because you love us and want the best for us, you do your best to answer our questions and teach us, including through the Bible. Guide us as we read your word and look for its precious wisdom. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great Thursday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.